You're listening to SBS News.
For the past 3 years, Keep New South Wales Safe, an alliance of more than 30 ethnic and community groups, has been campaigning for tougher race hate laws in the state. Despite ruling it out 6 months ago, the New South Wales government has now introduced a bill into Parliament it says would strengthen the existing legislation. Keep New South Wales Safe spokesman Vic Aladev, chief executive of the state's Jewish Board of Deputies, has welcomed the move.
Right across the board, we are extremely appreciative of the fact that the government have done this and very excited at the fact that this has happened. It has been a long time coming.
New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman says a new offence would be added to the state's Crimes Act. It would target individuals who publicly threaten or incite violence against people on the grounds of race, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, gender identity, or intersex or HIV status. He says the existing laws introduced in 1989 are ineffective and have let people accused of violence escape punishment. In the 30 years since the laws have been in effect, there has not been a single successful prosecution. But Mr. Speakman says the proposed new laws would send a very clear message that inciting violence will not be tolerated.
We want to make sure that police have adequate laws to enforce. The DPP has adequate laws to take to court to stop people inciting violence or threatening violence against targeted groups.
The bill would abolish offences in the Anti-Discrimination Act that carry a maximum sentence of 6 months in prison. Instead, offenders would face a maximum penalty of 3 years in prison and a fine of $11,000. Some critics of the proposed changes have said they would compromise freedom of speech. Mr. Speakman argues it's about public safety.
We have consulted extensively on these laws and we want to get it right. We understand the concerns of some people who might want to make sure that there's no erosion of free speech. And that's why we've taken our time to be very careful and consultative about these. But at the end of the day, you have to draw the line at community safety. You have to draw the line at violence. And we want to make sure there are effective laws in New South Wales to stop people threatening or inciting violence against others.
Keep New South Wales Safe began campaigning for the changes in 2015, when the leader of the militant group Hizb ut-Tahrir, who called for a jihad against the Jews, avoided prosecution. Mr. Aladev says it was that outcome that prompted various communities to unite.
When no action was taken against him, that's when we thought, if that speech inciting violence does not break the law, what does? And that proved the catalyst for 31 different community organisations and leaders to come together under the banner Keep New South Wales Safe and to ask our state government to fix the law, from Armenian through Chinese, Hindu, Vietnamese, all the way down to Vietnamese, Filipino, Cook Islands are there. Everyone has come together on this one issue because we have all identified it has been so convoluted as to be unworkable.
New South Wales opposition leader Luke Foley says he supports the move, but the government took too long to act. Last year, Labor introduced similar legislation into Parliament, but the government voted it down in the Legislative Assembly. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.